I will call to order the Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting for Monday, December 3rd. Welcome everybody, and in the spirit of the season, and those who did no shave November. Chief, I see you are back to normal. I noticed in the Economic Development Committee that all three men up there had grown some beard for the month, so did all right. But it's do shave December now, so we'll see you Tuesday. All right, so the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from both the November 5th meeting and the November 7th, 2018 special meeting where we interviewed judge candidates.
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of approval of the minutes as moved, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Minutes are approved. Item number two, public comments. Anyone here from the public would like to make a comment? All right. Seeing none, we will move on to item three, police matters other than shaving. I do want to mention, too, this is my first committee meeting since the little event that we had for Hunter, the Make-A-Wish Day. Everybody turned out. It was great. Police, fire, public services, recreation. Am I leaving anybody out? Council, everybody. That was quite a day. Jim was there, and some others were there. That was awesome. And we got the community at large got great publicity out of that, showing Mount Pleasant spirit. So, Chief, thank you for that, and all of your people. Judicial matters, no agenda items. Legal matters, this is item number five, discussion regarding the transcription of minutes.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the committee, good afternoon. A proposal. It seems more often we receive concerns or complaints about how minutes are transcribed, and particularly sometimes the content. And so looking for some alternatives to try to improve on that, have something I'd like to talk about with each of you, have it in the form of a presentation here, which I can go through. And, you know, I may stand at the podium if that's okay, sir.
Please.
That way I can look in the same direction you are. So break out the presentation in a couple different ways. Mention what we currently do, what some of the concerns are, and what we'd like to do or like for you to consider along with council going forward. And right now, as you know, because you have to read so many of them, we provide a full transcription of minutes, and that's for everything. And committees, obviously council, and our boards and commissions. And there's an audio recording that is available for them as well, and when it comes to council, there is also a video. But what is happening more and more, as I stated, is there are some questions as to the accuracy of those minutes. And like you, we're interested in making sure that whatever the final record of any meeting is, that it's accurate and that it's also easily decipherable to the public. Where the challenge usually comes is around context. It's sometimes going after the meeting, trying, which can be very difficult to our employees that do that, and they do a great job at it, is trying to understand what the person meant sometimes when they're saying it. And so it does create some challenges that we run into. In addition to that, and this is a number that we've used for some time now, it's very costly to the staff here. We estimate about $50,000 annually to do that. So is there a way to perhaps maybe do it a little bit better and save a little bit of money at the same time, and we think that there is. Two of the cities that we feel are comparable to us, Charleston and Columbia, use a summary minutes type format. I'm going to give you a little picture of an example here in a second. But they have a summary minutes format, and we can also have hyperlink recordings and then bookmark those minutes, so that the citizen can find the part of the meeting that they're looking for more quickly. And so, and this doesn't help much. Let me see. Goodness, if I can barely see it, I know. On the left side, what we have is, it's essentially sort of a roll call type summary format. And it's what happened, meaning the final action. It's who was present, who was in support. And then there's the resolution read by title in that case. And then the right side, if you can imagine it almost being combined to the summary format, but if you notice the little green arrows next to each particular piece, that is what we can provide as well. So we can give the summary format, which you see on the left, which gives a brief description of what happened, and then attach to it the recording of it at the same time. So there's no having to listen through the entire meeting to get to that area if you're a citizen or anyone else wants to be able to listen to. They can go right to it right away and hear exactly what was said, not our transcription of what was said. So with that, I think we can be more accurate and we can certainly be more efficient in what we're doing. And I propose that to you. Wanted to sort of take your temperature on it and what you thought about it and whether you see this as a possible means forward for us.
Thank you, Eric. Did I see that right? 245 staff hours per month?
Yes,
per month, and $50,000 per year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Yeah. Committee?
Yes, sir. You know, old school, I kind of like the way we're doing it now because I can always go pull the minutes and look back and see what each individual council member or commission member stated, see what their views are, because I like to look at everybody's opinion. Even if I was against something, I like to look at and see what the other side says because, you know, I could change my mind. So I like the way they are now. I mean, I don't like spending all that money and all that, but I think the system we have now has worked well for us throughout the years. It's easy for me to go back and pull the minutes and look and see what everybody thought about an issue. So I'm good with the way we have it right now, guys, be honest with you.
I mean, I also appreciate the concerns about cost and the time spent on it, but I think that there's a time savings to be had to having written minutes. Like, I can read the entire minutes of a meeting in 5 minutes, whereas if I were to try to listen to that meeting, it would be 30 minutes or an hour. I mean, would this result in actually eliminating a staff position because you'd be saving $50,000 a year? Or
we'd redirect those funds to what the next priorities were in the budget.
You know, I think, like, for me personally, I would rather have written minutes just so that it's easier to read through them quickly and not have to do this, you know, hyperlinking bookmarking. I think the technology aspect of it could also be a deterrent to some of the more of our older citizens in the town of Mount Pleasant who would want an ease of access with, who maybe don't have the equipment to access the minutes that well. Yeah, I think I'm with Gary. I'm leaning towards just keeping things the way that they are.
Mr. Busso?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the green hyperlink, you can go directly to a conversation.
That portion of the meeting. Yeah.
Right. And then if, like, one of us wanted to have the verbatim transcript, we could ask y'all to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you'd provide that to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, we could just read it online. Reading it off a computer screen or reading it off a piece of paper, I mean, one's just as good as the other. But I think the idea that we can go back and say, you know, this recommendation on this topic, I'd like to read the whole conversation. You know, you can go back and ask, right?
Yeah.
for a verbatim transcript of that, and then that's even better than a transcript because transcript isn't necessarily verbatim; it's the highlights of something. So, you know, being able to go back, but being able to drill down through the exact portion you want, and not read minutes, which are generally abbreviated, I think, for the most part, but you know, you could get it verbatim. So, you know, there's something there as well.
But wouldn't that create additional costs? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of defeating the purpose of cost savings if every single council member could then, and are you limiting it just council members, or would the public also be able to ask for verbatim transcripts of, you know, portions that they wanted to read as opposed to listen to?
It's strictly however you wanted it. I think we, if the public asked for a verbatim, we probably wouldn't do that. I mean, you can just see the administrative burden would be tremendous. So we would just give a recording. That way they'd have access to it, of course. But
would there be any ADA issues with our deaf or hard of hearing?
No, because we are providing we are providing what the vote was and what actually occurred. So it's really, perhaps I can see there's division on the matter, and that's great. I mean, perhaps we do this for every meeting, every committee and every commission, and it's a bear. And we're not even sure who's reading these minutes for every meeting. I mean, at the end of the day, some of the ones that really get the most traffic would be a council, of course, planning commission, some of your major busier committees. And after that, there's not a lot of traction, not a lot of readership on some of the other minutes. So maybe y'all would consider a hybrid or something different you'd allow us to try.
Two questions. First of all, I guess, Mr. Pagliarini, what does the law require in terms of what is kept or reflected in minutes?
Thank you, sir. The proposal does meet state law requirements, and it's fairly simple. All public bodies shall keep written minutes, and they need to include the date, time, place of the meeting, the members of the public body recorded as either present or absent, the substance of all matters proposed, discussed, or decided, and at the request of any member, a record by an individual member of any votes taken, and then fourth, any other information that any member of the public body requests to be included. So from a legal standpoint, the way we're currently doing it and the proposed method both, in our opinion, meet state law requirements.
Is it accurate to say then that, I guess, the law is not written that we have to have people type up a verbatim account of every comment and every word as long as it reflects who is present, what the motions were, and what the outcome of those motions were? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. As Mr. DeMora showed in the presentation, what Columbia and Charleston do or that sort of meet minimum state requirements and then provide more as necessary.
Right. Well, and thank you. Does anybody have a question for Mr. Pagliarini? Yeah.
Well, I don't have one for him. I don't have one for David. I was just going to say, for me, reviewing the minutes, I like to be able to, all day long we got this phone up to our head and we're on computers. At least I am working all the time. I'd like to be able to take those minutes and be able to sit down and make notes on them and things like that. It's just so much easier just to take that piece of paper and go do something rather than getting at your computer or getting on your phone and having to go and listen. It's just more simple for me. I can go through them a lot quicker. So that's why I understand it's probably cost more, and I understand it's a burden probably for the staff, but I'm just old school. I like being able to have that piece of paper that I can make notes on and highlight and things like that and then put up for another time. Some of these minutes, go back many years, and you're able to go back and pull the original one that was actually typed up, and it's to me, it's just so much easier.
Ms. Sullivan, this would be interesting, since you're a member of the public, if you would come up to the, tell us your perspective on this.
Pat Sullivan, 1002 Plantation Court. Yes. You could consider me part of the senior population if y'all really knew my age, which I will not tell you. And I also know that I'm the exception to the rule from what other people do. But I read the minutes regularly. I appreciate every single detail that's in them. And as Gary just mentioned, in going back to previous years, I have done that also, and Martine can attest to that, because when I try to find something years ago that was referred to over here, sometimes I can't find it, but she always gets me to where I need to get. So I think they're invaluable. And this has come up before. I remember the discussion. I don't know if it was a year ago or 2 years ago. And we decided to keep doing it the way we're doing it. But I think that the way they're being taken now is extremely valuable. Now, the thought of just doing it for Planning Commission and the committee meetings in council, that would be fine. Some of the special committees, I mean, the commissions, maybe not, and that may be a good way to start out. But please don't stop the way we're doing it now.
Thank you. I promise you and I did not discuss this. I didn't even know you were going to be here, but I was just wondering among the members, maybe we could do a soft opening with this and start with just not doing verbatim of every commission, perhaps sure. Planning Commission because of the implications of that, but every other commission, Historical Commission, Shem Creek Task Force, DRB, all of those, what matters is who was there, what was proposed, and what the outcome was. Could we maybe start by eliminating certain commissions and then keep doing it the way we're doing it with council committees and meetings?
Just a correction. They don't do verbatim now unless you request it.
Right.
So it's just kind of a synopsis of what people are saying. If you need it verbatim, you ask, then they can come out and do it verbatim. So I just want to make sure for the record,
sure,
it's not done verbatim now.
Well, we do them as the best we can do verbatim.
As close as you can, but it's
we're not court reporters with a specialized,
right.
But I mean, as far as we're concerned, they're verbatim. They are, we take some liberties in pulling things together, but it's as evidenced by the stack of papers that constitute the minutes for a meeting. I mean, it's a lot, but we can absolutely proceed. Maybe we'll look at one mayor or two sort of lightly traveled, if you will, commissions, and see how it works out. We could report back.
Sure.
I think that that I'd be okay with eliminating the written minutes for commissions. I think that where there are council members present and speaking, I think that it's maybe more important to have these written minutes readily available to the public, because like Gary said, you know, people pull from them, people quote them, people put them out there, and for someone to have to sit there and someone in the public to have to sit there and listen to a 25-minute discussion that could be then read in a single page or a couple page document, I don't think is a, you know, it and the amount of time invested, I realize, is relatively high, and but the dollar amount in the grand scheme of the grand town, the town's budget is, you know, this is keeping people employed for the town to do these minutes. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Eric, how many people come into the town and ask for copies of minutes?
None as far as I'm aware of, because they're all available online.
All online, and then if you want them, you print them, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, this whole thing of keeping all the paper transcripts of all these minutes, where do you store that? I mean, is that an issue? Because, I mean, if the recording is made, and then if someone wants to drill down with a hyperlink, that's all fine. But if someone wants a verbatim transcript, they're going to have to go back to the recording and do the best they can to transcribe that verbatim. So, you know, what we're doing now, if no one's coming in to get minutes, they are going online to get the minutes, and we're, you know, I don't know, do we have a closet with minutes in it, or?
Yes.
You know, I would think it would be better, and looking forward a little better, to have recordings of the minutes. I mean, we even have them.
We do.
You know, live now and recorded on YouTube. So, you know, and like I say, if there's something that a council member wants that is verbatim, then they can find that conversation, or actually ask staff to find that conversation, and they'll provide a verbatim transcript of that topic. So we're not really losing anything, and you don't provide paper minutes of us to read before committee meetings, and we don't get paper minutes to read before the council meeting. So all these council meeting minutes are, you know, they're accessible because they're online, but now we can save a little time, save a little money, and probably save a little storage space too, because at some point that has to become an issue. So, you know, I'm okay with a test of it, but I think as long as the public has provided public access, easy access, and if they come in, and I'll kind of go out on a limb and say this, I think if a resident came in and said, I really want to have a piece of a paper transcript of this topic, I think our staff would provide that to them, you know, if their computer was down or whatever. But it is online. It's out there. And it goes back to, what, 1950s, 60s, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to do a soft start on it, that's good. But, you know, I think it's fine either way.
Does the committee think, so we can wrap this up and get on about our business that will be reflected in the minutes, does the committee think we could maybe start by doing this with some of the commissions and things and see how it works? And that'll avoid any appearance that that anything your elected officials are doing, you're going to have a hard time seeing, and we can work our way and then evaluate. Could we do that?
Yes, and I think if it's possible through our web statistics to understand how many times the minutes are downloaded or which minutes are downloaded, because maybe it'll become clear that really it's the council meetings that need a transcript, you know, a written out minutes as opposed to just a you know, what, who voted and what, and that it's fine for the committees. But I think, I mean, I don't know, Gary, are you going to just ask for a written one for every single meeting? Because that would kind of defeat the purpose.
You know, it depends on the issue. I mean, you've got a lot of issues going on, especially with the Planning Commission, but other commissions as well, that I like to be able to see what each, you know, commission member and all thinks. And I think a lot about our senior population as well. Not everybody's going to know how to go on that hyperlink, and if they wanted something, they'd be able to pull it, you know, right off of the, you know, the paper instead of having to go on a hyperlink. And I just like the way it is now. To me, it's a lot more convenient just to grab that piece of paper, flip through it, go to what I want to go to, and then move on, rather than have to have my phone or my computer to go to access the minutes. That's all.
Do you need an action of council?
No, sir. I think I understand clearly and can proceed from here.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next item? Pat, thank you for your comments as well. We're on agenda item 5B is executive session to receive legal advice with regard to the impact assessment for the Boulevard. Is there a motion that we enter into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Before we vote, I will say that post-executive session, the committee may take action on any item listed on an executive session agenda or discuss in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. We have a motion. We have a second. There being no discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We are in executive session.
We're going over there?
Yes.
We have reconvened from executive session. No action was taken. No votes were cast. And I do not believe there's any further discussion to follow after that, unless I'm wrong, committee. All right. This moves us on to item 5D, follow-up to the November overview of the Forum of Legal Representation for the Town. Mr. DeMora, if you could, you sent us some financial information. I think probably the most helpful thing for us to do today and keep things moving, we've got budget season coming up next month. If you just sort of give us an overview and comparison, and I think we'll just throw it all in the hopper for when budget time comes up.
Sure. I had presented to you, I have copies if anyone needs one, a 10-year history of legal department expenditures. The first three years are when we had in-house counsel, and there's some details associated with that. That was essentially four full-time staffers. And the expenditure history all the way through to fiscal year 2018, where we have a different arrangement, and we have our corporation counsel and legal support contracted out to our current firm, and it shows four columns of expenditures. Each row sort of varies based on some history. For example, in 2017, we started adding the health insurance cost to each department, so you see that in the legal department budget. And then we were able here to break out our legal fees and our litigation, which constitutes several different larger litigation cases that you are well aware of. And so that's in front of you. we broke out the cost of those large cases, and that's kind of where we stand. It's kind of where we stand right now, sir.
Questions? Question I have, when we see down here where it shows larger litigation cases included in legal fees, last year Middle Street was a third of $1 million, $333,000. This year Park West is $384,000. Does that mean that we pay that to our own counsel, or that's everything involved with that, experts, other lawyers?
It shakes out to both. Experts, other lawyers, whatever is needed to support the litigation. But also, under that scenario, it triggers the non-standard work of $185 per contract to our team. And so wrapped up in that litigation amount would be both numbers.
Okay. And the standard is what?
Be $185 an hour.
That's the non-standard?
Non-standard. That's right. The standard is the contractual amount per year.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions before we move on? We'll just revisit all this and look at the numbers in January.
Okay.
So there's going to be a topic that's going to be included in the
retreat.
I guess the retreat or the committee budget when we go through the budget process. Either one. We'll figure that out. That ends item 5D. Item 6 is to adjourn. Is there any further business before this committee before we adjourn? If not, we'll stand adjourned.